long time to tighten it up.
You showed him a photo of it, I remember, because...
Yeah.
Who?
Because
I showed you a photograph, because you were here, weren't
you? No, I was on the phone, and you showed it to him, him and Rosie were standing by the car.
Yeah.
I don't remember...
Well, don't say I didn't tell you. You don't remember that I told
you. You can tell me something 10 minutes later, I've forgotten all about it. I'm sorry. Anyway, there was definitely... Just now, someone knocking at that door,
it's
remember
probably
that?
Trick or treat, Rob.
Hey.
Where did you put those toffee apples?
I'll put them in there.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give them to if anybody knocks on the door.
We got a load of stuff and I don't think anyone...
They didn't come here last year.
Yeah. I think what it is, apparently Kent Police have told people to only go if they've got like decorations up, so you know they celebrate it.
They're in there,
and I meant to get a poster and we just didn't remember.
They're in there, just about there, down the bottom. You see the stick sticking out.
Let's make sure, hope sure he doesn't see the stick sticking out. He'd love a toffee apple, wouldn't he?
Oh.
Tosh.
Yeah, the trouble is he'd eat the bloody stick.
He would.
Have you had any treats? Do you want anything to eat?
No, it's all right. I think we're going to get fish and chips on the way home. Yeah, thanks.
You lost weight, me, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
I think last time I saw you, What do you live
on
now?
I'm dying at the moment.
Yeah, are you?
You get fish and chips on the way. Do you want fish and chips?
No, not me. I thought you said he was...
You can have it if you want.
No, I won't have it, but...
I thought you were living in Surrey.
He doesn't eat meat, then.
Girlfriend lives in Surrey.
I've got no cooker.
I'm there half the time.
I don't know what to give him. And he won't eat
What about things like beans and sausages? Will he not eat that?
He won't eat popcorn sausages.
He wouldn't eat... What about the vegetarian ones you can get in the beans? The little tiny ones. Well, I think he might be. Yeah. He was going to have a bath first, I think.
He gets up early, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's up quite early, but it's quite physical work that he does, isn't it? Well, not like on a building site.
Making beds is one of the hardest things out.
Well, it's lifting all the mattresses and moving the, pulling the...
I thought there was a barman or something.
Oh.
Who ever told you there was a barman?
What? I said he was in a hotel. Well,
yeah, he does.
He was working in a bar or something like that.
No.
Right. You got to take all this, hon.
I can't give them because Fifi's sick, and I'll give it to them on a community bowl. So I can't give them that because she'll eat it and be sick, and so is Cindy.
How is Cindy?
She's all right. She eats quite well now.
That's good. Where's those
she's
big?
Still skinny.
Where's them two big fat mamas? Well, mother and son. Show Connor the size of them. They're both fat. Well, he's the biggest one. The mum's fat, but he's huge.
There was one out when we came in. I don't know who it was.
Was it a black and white fluffy one?
Yeah.
I don't think that was him. He's huge.
He's absolutely massive, honestly.
Massive cat. I want to get a photograph taken. I mean, me holding him. It was a thing that somebody shared the other day with all people holding great big cats. Some of them were enormous. Some of them had faces as big as the people.
Stanley was big, wasn't he?
Who?
Stanley.
Yeah, he was a big cat.
I dreamt of him last night.
He was
just
long hair.
Yeah, he was long hair, black and white. I've just realised when I said about Big Boy that I dreamt of Stanley. I dreamt that he was still alive, and I was saying, but it can't be the same one. He was alive in the 70s.
Oh, no.
I was going, he was from the 70s. He can't still be alive. It can't be the same one.
George was a cat in the end, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I got him from Salford.
For Sally.
For Sally.
And he got out in the car, didn't he?
Yeah, it was awful.
He got out
the
one.
He was a neutered...
And he stunk.
Neutered kitten of 6 months old, and he was about 3 or 4. He was unneutered.
He got out the carrying bar, the one of them plastic, well, not plastic, them cardboard pet carrier.
Yeah.
What were they called? They used to have a name.
Yeah.
And he got out, he burst out of it in the back of the car, and he stunk.
Oh, it was awful.
What did he stink of?
Tomcats.
And I got a cat before that, didn't I? Or was it after that? And that was a little black one.
Sooty.
It was a female, and it was a neutered male. What was it?
Sooty.
Sooty, yeah.
But we didn't have him long, did we? He had something wrong with him.
No, I gave him 3 months. still at large, isn't he?
I don't know. What's happening now?
Oh, he's been killed so many around here.
Where?
And it said, if you see anybody trying to tempt a cat, hurting a cat, stamping on a cat, so that's what he must do.
Stamp on?
Hey?
How would they know?
They know that it's the same one at all these ones.
Yeah.
They do something with forensic or something like that. But
that's the next step is killing people.
Yeah.
A lot of serial killers kill animals.
Terrible. He must be a raving.
He must be.
He cuts their limbs off.
Where's he's probably a really normal person.
Well,
he probably is normal in society.
Yeah.
It's probably people would say hello to him every day and they'll know.
Yeah, that's what we were saying the other day. And Margaret said, I bet he looks all meek and mild. You'd never think that's the sort of thing he'd do.
Yeah.
Or, I thought it could be a couple of travel boys that are used to ripping cats, rabbits' stomachs open and things like that.
Yeah, but it's been so far and wide, I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought.
But where's it been round here then?
Petswood, Orpington,
there was some in Croydon, wasn't there?
Yeah,
there was some
in
Croydon.
Another one in Croydon recently. Two in Petswood or Bromley and in the same day or within a couple of days of one another.
Why doesn't he ever get caught on CCTV?
I don't understand.
Because there's probably so little CCTV around.
Well, they reckon it's everywhere now.
It's not.
But it's not down our road, I don't think.
It's not down our road.
I'm going to have to let those kittens out in a minute. I can't let them out here.
What do you normally do with them then? Put them.
They're in a kitten pen when I go out because I'm frightened he's going to let them out and Tosh is going to get them. And then when I come back, I'll let them out and they're in my bedroom. So I see when people are coming to go and I'll wait till you've gone.
Oh, right, we won't be too long.
He's around and I'll feed him first.
Yeah.
But, and it said. Somebody said, well, I'm glad my cat's nervous. Well, Snarl, you know, that's the South Norwood Animal Rescue that are dealing with it. Well, them and the police now. They said, don't be fooled. He's done this to foxes. He's done it to feral cats.
Well, how does he get hold of a fox?
I wonder whether he's got a stun gun.
They'd probably have to tell that, though.
Yeah, but they're not going to tell people.
No.
Does it make a noise when they do that tasers?
I don't
know.
Not
a loud noise. It just
because otherwise people would hear it, wouldn't they?
It doesn't make a loud noise.
That's what I think. He's got one of those.
Or he's got one of those sticks with the, like they used to catch
animals. I think he could sit in his car, you see, and he could see fox coming along the road. Boom, that's it. See a cat coming along. Or go to do a delivery and see a cat sitting in the garden. Knows it's always there or something. That's what I think he... I cannot understand why they haven't.
Well, I can't.
All this time it's been going.
They've spent millions on it.
No, not millions.
Well, that's what it said on somewhere.
40,000 at one point, yes. There's a £10,000 reward and they're giving you Crime Stoppers number now to phone if you see anything.
What's he eating now?
It's a dumbbell.
Oh. Has he still got his exercise bone?
Yeah.
Does he still do his exercises?
And he's still got the Easter egg.
Oh, well, that was stars.
Yeah, he's still got that Easter egg.
That's a very old squeaky toy from the 80s.
It's as good as new.
It's over 30 years old, that is.
Jesus.
I think I got that in that pet shop where they used to be up Cotmondean.
The
one round the corner, yeah. You know where, what's there now? Oh, the Indian, Flavour of India.
It was near there, wasn't that?
That
was the toy
shop. Yeah, but. No, it wasn't there, but near there.
Oh, that was there.
I don't know what it is now. Yeah, that was the toy shop.
Yeah, I'm on a diet.
What one?
Just doing it myself.
How are you getting on with it?
Not too bad, I don't even feel very hungry. I've been, this morning I had cereal, lunchtime I'd had a corn sausage roll, but I don't normally have anything fattening like that, and I had some tomatoes with that and an apple. That's all I've had today.
That's good.
And I normally just have something very small lunchtime with an apple, and then nighttime I don't have much either.
What are you having tonight?
Just thinking I might have a corn burger. I might do a small jacket potato and salad tonight.
He can't hear them fireworks now. He's not taking any notice, is he?
Hear any.
I can. I can. They are in the distance. Mm. I couldn't get over how loud Seven Oaks Way is from here.
Yeah, it is. When I take videos of the cats outside, you can hear it as loud as anything.
I don't remember it ever being that loud when I lived here. I suppose maybe it wasn't as busy then.
No, it probably wasn't.
It's really loud.
It's Nugent's down there and all that. Yeah.
Can you not hear them now?
No.
My ears are really blocked.
What are they doing? What going
boom, 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 boom. Shh.
Boom, boom, boom. I don't like those ones either.
Shh. Here, listen. Hear them?
I can hear, yeah, I can hear just about right now.
They're only...
He's definitely... Oh, he's terrible, Dad.
The old geezer.
Yeah, you can shout at him right next to him and he still doesn't hear it.
It took me about 10 attempts to get Gap.
Yeah, he was going, Stack.
Zag.
I know.
Zag.
Oh, it's awful.
Stack.
It's really hard work. It's really hard work now. I think Lucy's gone over with Debbie. Picking them up. I don't know whether they're going tricking or treating.
Oh, I don't suppose they do at their age, do they?
Well, Amelia's going.
Oh, yeah, but she's got kids, isn't she?
Who?
What, she's going with Michelle? Oh. No. Oh, I'm getting as bad as him now. Oh, what?
She's coming to take them over there.
I doubt they'd go trick-or-treating. I don't think many adults do it, do they?
Not on their own.
Not without kids.
I thought she might be doing it for cancer, for Alzheimer's or something. Raising money.
I don't know.
No one's going to give you money, though, are they?
Not many people give you.
I always do.
Well, they pay most people.
I've got a lot of coppers. I had loads of coppers that people had given me for the cats, and I did them up in pound bags. I gave them a pound bag at each lot.
I think it's often probably don't even work for charities.
They probably throw it away.
Yeah.
You call me?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Oh. Let's put a water polo. He drank all that last night, didn't you?
Pooling Woodler, you big fat poodle.
I filled it up after that last night.
Well, it's nearly empty.
Is he licking you again?
Let's try it.
I'm so excited.
So whereabouts is your shop you work at?
Probably.
Oh, Bromley. Isn't he scared of that noise? He's, does it bathroom? That tap that just made it went.
No, it's just
what about the one that does it still do that really loud noise in the bathroom?
No, it doesn't do that. Was he frightened?
Yeah, he was terrified of it, wasn't he?
You're going to spill that water, Rob.
What?
You're going to spill it.
Didn't have a shop down in Merry Quay.
Gap.
Yeah.
No. Rob, you're going to spill that. Then I'm going to walk in it. Gap's a great big shop like Marks and Spencer's, up more than that.
I've never been in one in my life. I don't know.
You're not missing much.
My freak.
Gap. The bike. Jippos would have a field day down there, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Trouble
is that, yeah.
You'll soon go back and see
if
you've got company.
Oh, who's that?
Trouble.
Oh, he's jealous. He's very jealous.
Oh.
Of course, that's why he's doing that.
Oh, stop. Stop. Listen to her phone. That's a hand-free one, you know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
suppose we better not be too much longer. Yeah. What's the time?
7.
Yeah. Actually, I think that noise is the fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, it's just... I think he's just taking a mouthful of my hair.
Well, jealous,
I think that's a poodle thing. He's half poodle and he's a cocker bastard poo. Aren't you a cocker bastard poo? Oh, the old bloke. Granddad. Don't jump up there and get something, please. Don't do that. Tosh!
Stop it! Stop it!
Tosh! He's got slapped. Ha 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 ha. That made me laugh if he was here. No, he'd never get slapped. He gets slapped off Nan, though.
Yeah. No, don't.
She slaps him if he goes with the cats. Mummy never slaps me. How dare you? Have you been naughty?
He's so jealous of him.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't like him sitting on my lap. Now go in, I'll let him back in the other room.
I've been licked to death. Mostly on my face, I couldn't get away from
really, really jealous of him.
I think poodles are jealous dogs, aren't they?
Yeah. Half what do you want? What do you think?
He said, I want my dinner.
No, he's not a dog that craves his dinner.
Strange.
He doesn't eat it at all.
Sometimes he doesn't eat it.
No, he walks around with it for hours.
Or when Granddad goes past, he goes...
Nasty boy, aren't you, really?
He guards it.
This
bag's got holes in it. It's going to...
No, I'm sorry about it's all right. It's not a very strong bag.
They'll probably all burst as we're going
that's
out the door.
Most of them are big ones.
No, they can have that in there.
Yeah.
Baskets.
Because they've
still
not got any, have they?
They've got the cushion with one on... In their dresser.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, they've got a cushion in there with a cover on it. And
they like those.
And they sit together anyway.
I could get you more blankets, but you don't want
to. No, I end up chucking them away. I've chucked so many blankets away because they're very hard to get hairs off when you wash them. I think towels are a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Something just gone off.
I'm really worried about
the whacker. No, I don't know what to do about him. He's lively.
Have you ever been tested for FRV and FELV, or did you have tested?
I think I did years ago. Did
I think you did?
But when you pick him up, he doesn't feel light. That's the strange thing. He doesn't feel as light as you expect him to when he feels so bony. And he hadn't lost that much weight, had he? I don't think he's lost any more, but he just isn't putting it on. And he's as lively as anything. He drives me mad. He's always following me about. And...
Oh, do you mind?
What's he done?
Dragged his arse along the ground and smelling it.
Oh, dogs are so dirty, aren't they?
Just making sure it's comfortable.
Remember when Lammy had his anal glands when he was dragging them all over the
floor? Oh, he had an abscess on them, didn't he?
She had that terrible. Oh, it was awful.
And he couldn't stop biting it all the time.
She had it for 3 days. It was really painful for her.
And he just kept biting it and dragging it. He had to have antibiotics.
What are you looking at me like that for? What? Like you've done something wrong? See, I can't take him to the bedroom at night time now because of the... I'm right. Do you think she'd go for the white kitten? Because the others are put in the cage. I can never get him to put him in there.
Bugger.
At
I don't know. Well, she's
well,
all
I thought, well, I must have had...
I think she's all right
I've
with kittens, isn't she?
I had black kittens when she was here, didn't I?
Yeah, you must have done.
I kittens, when I brought them in, they were over a year old.
She's probably not capable of doing much harm, is she?
Well, why don't you take her in there on a lead and see what her reaction is?
Yeah.
What are you after her for like that? Leave her alone. She's frightened of him.
He's bullies at her.
Get away.
Oh, go away.
Leave her alone. He's getting over excited, I think. Leave her alone.
Poor dog. Oh, she's showing her teeth to him.
Was she?
Oh, she's gonna sit under there.
Oh, poor little freckles.
Bastard.
He said, "Well, I'm the boss around here, mate."
Old Alan Bennett lives in Camden, doesn't he?
I have no idea.
Not Alan Bennett. Alan Bennett, the one that writes the Talking Heads.
Yeah, that is Alan Bennett, Alan I think.
The one that wrote Lady in the Rain.
Eh?
The film.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
I've heard of it.
I have heard of it. I think someone was talking about it the other day, I think, but I'd never heard of it.
Oh, it was good. She was so much like, you could not get anybody more like Grace Bristow than she was in that.
God.
I think it was Camden she was living, because it was a true story, and he let her live in his driveway for years.
What, in a caravan? This old
caravan thing, yeah. I like him. He's a nice person, I think. Nice, man.
What are you doing all that puffing for? Leave my phone alone, mate.
Is that an iPhone?
Yeah.
Has brains.
Oh, he's all right. Yeah, he's at work.
Saw his pictures of...
Oh, yeah. What was he doing up there?
Just taking pictures with everyone in costumes.
At Halloween.
Everyone that he must have crossed paths with.
Yeah.
Julius, when he was coming home last night, was it? There was a house fire.
Where?
I don't know where it was, and he took pictures, he put it on Instagram. Nobody was hurt, thankfully.
I was going to say, instead of trying to do something to help, people it's bloody take pictures.
Well, there was loads of people there and that. Yeah, he said there was nobody was hurt. He seems to have got more sensible in his old age sometimes.
Well, he went to court. Had to go to court last week about that attack, didn't he?
What attack?
Where that bloke punched his manager in the face and.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ages ago, he didn't want to go, but he had to.
Who, Connor? Julius.
No, Brains.
Oh, Brains.
Oh, I think it was Julius.
He had to be a witness. He didn't want to do it.
Who punched his manager?
This black bloke.
Why?
He jumped the gates. And the bloke went up to him and said something, and I don't know, and he punched him straight in the face and knocked him on the floor and was standing over him. So he went and got involved because he was standing over. I mean, he doesn't like the manager. Nobody does. And they all had a go at him and said, why did you bother helping him? They wanted to see him getting beaten up.
Oh,
well, it's bad enough that he's been punched in the face.
So he went over and he said, come on, mate, chill out. Come on, calm down, you know. And so the manager got up and he put his hands out like that in front of Brains, did in front of the... bloke, he didn't touch him.
Mm.
He put his hands out so that he could grab him if he went to punch him again.
Yeah.
Instead of that, he kicked him in the balls and he was down again.
Kicked Brains?
No.
Not the manager.
The manager got kicked in the balls. And then he got on the train, they didn't let it go because, you know, the British
transport.
Yeah, that's what he was charged with. So we had to go and be a witness, but
was he black or white?
The manager was white, the bloke was black.
Where was it?
London Bridge.
Oh.
On the platform. I mean, he didn't want to have to go and give evidence, but he had to. So there were some other witnesses and they all asked for screens.
Did he not?
He did, yeah.
Oh, he did ask for screens.
Yeah, because they know this bloke knows his name and knows where he works. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows where he works, and now he knows his name because it came out in court.
Sure, he's not going to do
it. Well, you just never know with people, do you?
It's worry.
It is a worry because this time of year there's a lot of people around, and he could be
a lot of lunatics about.
And right round about Christmas now, like Halloween, there's lots of people going around. And there could be a big crowd of people, and he's trying to say, "You go that way, you go that way." And someone could come up behind him and stick a knife in his back, and not even be seen.
Yeah.
That's what he's worried about.
That's what I thought, that cat killer might go out dressed up tonight. Nobody would take much notice of him if he's at just, you know, everybody's knocking on doors and that.
And the other people that gave evidence were, you know, members of the public, so they're more anonymous, although he won't know where they live or work.
Won't know where they work.
No, exactly. I mean, he's only got to go up and ask somebody where's such and such, and they'll say, oh, he's over there.
Yeah.
And we don't know the outcome yet. He hasn't heard. They said they will let him know. But I think he pleaded guilty to it in the end, so that was all unnecessary.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just do it to begin with?
I saw something that Louis had shared, I think, on there, where some black bloke attacked a policeman. The policeman tasered his wife, and the black bloke came on the scene. Did you see it?
No.
You've never seen anybody.
Was it a video?
Yeah, a video. Punch and do this policeman over. In a way, I was thinking, bloody good job. He knocked him sick.
The trouble is, he's going to get twice the punishment for that, you know. Yeah, you know what I mean? You know what it's like if you do anything to a policeman.
He got up, I've never seen anybody fight like that. He bashed, he punched him, he was down, he tried to get up.
It's not the same bloke.
He threw him over his shoulder. Oh, God. It's really clever, really.
Listen.
Everybody was standing around, nobody was helping.
Well, that's like what happened. Then they all said to him, what did you do that for? We hate him. We wanted to see him getting beaten up.
Mm-hmm. He's heard one.
I know. I heard him as well. It's because the fridge went off,
yeah.
And now you can hear him more clearly.
I'm gonna have to start doing my dinner in a minute.
Well, I suppose we better be making a move.
I've got to get him. I'm so tired today. They really made me feel tired. Those kittens. Then the shopping came. That's tiring, I think.
Oh, no. Ronan puts mine away.
Oh, it nearly kills me.
I hate doing it.
I like to rush around and go to Petra's. Then we had to do all this stuff there. I bought about 8 bags of stuff home. Price.
Oh, pardon me. Well, old pood. How are we going to get all this stuff out the door without him getting out?
You'll
have to put him out here.
Yeah. You've got one, two big boxes, and one, two, three, four.
And I've got some in that bag.
Yeah,
thanks for that. Keep them going for a while.
Tomorrow, I expect, because it's my turn to pick it up tomorrow.
What's that?
Since they've had all their bathroom done and big
what is it?
Slate things put on their floor, it all comes down in that. Outside.
Is it water?
Yeah. I say to him, can you do something about it? He doesn't go and tee him or tell him or anything.
That's bad. That could come down on your head if you walk out.
It's only water.
I know, but it's not very nice, is it?
It should go down a... What do they call them? Those things that people used to put flowers in there, like part of the... Oh, what do they call? Forget what they call them. Should go tell him, I think what was blocked. He won't go and have a look at it. We've got no lights out there that way.
No, oh, God. Mind you, I wouldn't trust him doing anything with electrics.
I don't trust him. But
now.
Honestly, our light bulbs go regularly one a week. At least one a week.
Why is that?
And I keep saying, something's wrong here. You know, it shouldn't be doing that. And he always says, it's a cheap bulb. It's not. He's overloaded. He's done something. I mean, that's wrong. Up there, that light there. See that light?
Can't you get the council to come in and have a look at it?
Hey?
Get the council to come in.
No, he wouldn't agree that. That light there is wired that through the wall. That's on. It's not got a switch that turns it on and off. You know what I mean? So it, unless you put it on, you do it by the switch on the thing, you know. Yeah. But you, it's just coming through like that live. It must be all the time unless you switch it off.
Things like that frighten me. I'd have to get the counsellor out to have a look at it all.
That's been like that donkey's years, but there's something wrong here. And the lights keep tripping. You know,
well, that means there's something wrong.
Yeah.
You should ring the council up, Mum. Get them to come out and have a look.
Keep doing it.
Because, that means there's something wrong if it trips.
Yeah, it's doing it all the time, about once a week. The cooker, I think it was all, that's what the cooker happened with the cooker. I went to turn it on and the sparks all came out the plug and then it tripped. It went off in darkness.
You can't get him to have a look at anything now.
Oh,
no.
He would. Well.
He's absolutely. It's not his fault, but it is his fault. It's his lifestyle. The way he's overindulged in drink and fags.
What's he chewing out there? Or is he panting because of the fireworks?
He's licking the door.
Oh, poor little devil.
He licks the door.
Oh. Well, never mind. It'll soon be over.
Yeah, another 3 weeks.
Well, it hasn't really been that bad so far, though,
yeah,
has it?
Yeah, I say, it's just got here one, and that's it.
It was quite bad Saturday. Up Bromley, it was bad, and I was waiting to come home Saturday.
Well, then we've got next week, all next
week,
we're going off about living here and there, and then you're going to have the weekend.
The weekend's going to be the worst.
What day is the 5th?
Saturday.
Oh, so it's going to be, oh.
Friday, Saturday,
and then it'll be
Monday.
The next weekend.
Yeah, probably.
See, that's why he's panting now. What you panting for?
Oh, poor little thing.
What you panting for?
I'm sorry.
Say hello to Melanie.
Food! Oh, he doesn't want to now. He's got... Oh, yes, he does. Hello. His head does look really small, doesn't it? Just, you know why it's...
He looks like a copper spaniel that's been shaved.
Ah, oh,
he's a copper spaniel body.
God help me.
He's got a copper spaniel body.
His head's really...
fat body.
Yeah, usually she does him with more fur on his head, doesn't she?
I said, cut him short all over because he kept growing in his eyes. His whiskers are all stiff round his nose.
That's why he doesn't look like a poodle now, because
yeah.
He hasn't got any fluff on his head.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever had his... I've never seen his head like that before.
No, he's never been done like that before.
I think I prefer him with his fluffy
head.
Yeah,
I did. I won't have it done like that again. I usually say, leave some fluff on his legs. His top knot.
Oh, poor little thing.
He's listening now with his ears pricked back.
Oh, yes, Lammy would be up there with his ears cocked. Not
hearing nothing.
Yeah.
Poor old
man,
he's like him, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like him. He's nothing wrong with his eyesight though. Right, should we make a move then? Get cracking, I suppose. That to take. Where's my bag?
Then I've got rid of one bag of stuff anyway.
Yeah. That's made it a little bit lighter here, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
That always after your dilly.
Oh, where is she?
Right there.
I imagine.
Eh?
Tear it to pieces.
Oh, don't. She's not the real dilly, but she is a dilly.
It's bad enough, it is a dilly.
It is a real dilly. It's
yeah.
Just not the actual dilly. She's in half in her head's hanging off and
did you wear any of your things that you bought that day?
No.
No, I thought.
Oh, yeah, this is one of them.
No, I mean.
The ones you. Oh, the hair things.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I forgot I had them.
Yeah. Oh. No, but you haven't worn any of the dresses, then you won't wear those now.
I will. I'll wear them next year.
One of them was brand new.
Yeah, I know. Well, I will wear it. How are we going to get out without them getting out, Mum?
Well,
thanks for all that. It's nice to see you. You better shout out to the old bloke.
Eh?
Is he asleep?
You better shout out, Jerry. I can say that you've said it then.
Bye!
Bye!
He's not asleep.
He's deaf. Just say we said goodbye.
Hurry up now. Thanks.
thanks for everything, Mum. See you later. Nice to see you.
Oh, there's a cat out here.
A cat. Oh, I want to go out. One day, can we arrange to go out because I need a new winter coat?
Yes.
All right. I'll ring you. I'll give you a ring. Oh. What colour is it? Ginger?
Black.
Oh, I think she feeds a ginger one as well. All the cats know to come here. I don't know how they
have,
do.
I'm sure they have homes where they feed them.
They're always hanging they around there. Sure they probably get better food here. That's what it is. Is it foggy?
It was foggy this morning. It's not really nice.
Because the handrail was a bit wet.
A little bit.
A little bit misty. Yeah. So what are we going Colton Parade?
Oh.
Do you think?
Do you want to just go to McDonald's?
Could do, I suppose, but he's expecting his fish and chips.
It's easier, isn't it?
Can you ring him and ask him? Oh, McDonald's. I should not be eating McDonald's. The last time I ate it, I had stomachache all night. Okay. Do you want to ring him? Give him a ring.
I'm just going to text him and see where we're going. Do you want to try out the heated seat?
Yeah, go on then. Does it get hot straight away?
It takes like a couple
of minutes. Okay, so I'm not going to freak out suddenly feel like my ass is on fire. It's so hot in there, isn't it? Was recording most of it. I didn't actually mean to. I thought I'd paused it, but I don't think I did. Here in the window. Them two. What are you doing Christmas?
Hey?
What are you doing at Christmas? Oh, I can feel it coming on now, I think. Do you know what you're doing yet?
I'm working Boxing Day.
What are you doing Christmas Day? And come back Boxing Day.
Well, yeah, I think we're working late Boxing Day until like 10 o'clock.
So what time do you start?
2.
Oh, that's alright. That's a bit shit though, isn't it, having to work Boxing Day?
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to get fish and chips?
I'm bothered.
Okay. I can feel the heated seat now.
Can you?
Yeah. Have you got yours on?
It is really nice though.
It will be really nice.
Cold, really cold.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be lovely.
Yeah.
So as long as you don't, it doesn't make you sleepy. Right, so you're home for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rona's working on Christmas Day.
Is he?
Yeah, he volunteered to work. Because a lot of people... Yeah, you do, and a lot of people have got kids and they want to be at home, so... But if he gets home, we won't open our presents till he gets home and have our dinner in the evening. It might just be us four. And he said, that's fine, so I hope that's all right.
Us four?
Me, you know, us four.
Oh, that's all you'll forget.
I don't think I'm going to ask Dad over again. It was a little bit awkward last year. It was all right.
That's fine.
But I don't think I don't know what's happening with the family. Hopefully they won't be coming down. I mean, I don't mean that in the nasty.
It'd be nice to
have just a relaxing day.
Yeah.
If they want to come down Boxing Day, you won't be here to help, but someone will help me. At least I've got those 2 days off. I'm going to go to dialysis on either of those days. Thank goodness. because no one goes to Arlington on Christmas Day. They have to rearrange everybody.
I was gonna say,
but this time it's just on a Sunday, and no one does it on a Sunday anyway. So it's just like a normal time for me.
So wait, you said we're going to eat in the evening?
Probably, yeah.
I said I'm not going to be here in the evening.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm going to be at Rose's in the evening.
Oh, on Christmas Day?
Christmas evening,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, Christmas Day evening.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I got confused then.
We're going down Whippendale.
How old else? Oh, hello. Where is it? Have we passed it yet?
Just going past it now.
What, on the right?
Yeah.
Hello, old house. Is anyone living there? Is it lit up?
It looks so different. There's nothing in the front garden.
Oh, boring. Is there anyone home?
Yeah, there's a light on in the living room. They've got blinds.
We're going to go down. Outside. Oh, I was going to say, we're going to go past the next one, the other one in a minute, but we're not, are we?
We will do on the way.
On the way home? No, we won't. You can turn that off now, actually, I'm nice and warm. It is nice, though. It's a bit like sitting at Nan's kitchen with a radiator behind me. Yeah, Christmas, that's... I don't know, we'll have to talk about it with work and see what he says.
What, do you know what... Does he know what he's working on?
Well, he'll only work... This is only daytime work, isn't it? So he should be home by the afternoon. Well, I mean, what time do you think you'll be leaving? We'll see what he says. My brain goes along with anything anyway, so he doesn't care.
Cute.
Is that? Is it bad? Fish and chips, it is.
It's like out the driveway.
That's true. All the divs getting their dinner.
Yeah, the healthy, nutritious dinner.
McDonald's every day. They must do a fine trade in there, mustn't they? Remember the people that didn't want it to be there? I never minded. I thought it was quite a good thing. Better than a bloody old pub. Mind you, that wasn't a bad. Yeah, all the pubs around it. All the pubs have gone, haven't they?
Partridge.
The crayfish.
Which one was the crayfish?
What's the name of that road? By the park. What's the name of that road? Petersham Drive, is it? I think it was up Petersham Drive. Yeah, the crayfish. The Robin Hood.
What
is
that?
Oh, that was by the station. That was a real old dive. Opposite the St Mary Cray station. But that's been gone years. And then there was, what's that other one? The Rambler's Rest. No, the Rambler's... It was called the Rambler's Rest, and then it was called... the Rambler's Arms or something like that. And then old Tracy took it over, didn't she? Oh,
shit.
And didn't last...
Where was it? Which one was it?
Oh, that was... Ravens Court... Not Road. Ravensbury Road, I think. That's near the station as well. And she called it the Wanderer.
I remember her.
Do you remember?
Over a pub, yeah.
Do you ever go there?
I think we went there once.
We did. It was firework night.
Yeah.
And Sam was about five, and he was chasing his sister with a sparkler and trying to set his scooter on fire.
Didn't they get shut down for
drugs?
Drugs.
Most of them did. Rounded there. Partridge did as well. Partridge got shut down for drugs. I mean, that was there when we were kids. We used to go. We used to take you in there.
Because they.
Because they had the ball pit and a bouncy castle out the back. and then there was there was the loads down in St Mary Cray. There was the Anglesey, the Blue Anchor. They went a long time ago.
The Anglesey Arms.
Yeah,
that's
that
where
one. The Blue Anchor.
What
was that? I don't know. I can't even remember. Arnie used to go in there. That's where they used to. That was their in thing when she was young to go in there. The Blue Anchor. You got the what's the name of that one? The what's it called? The one down in St Mary Cray.
Oh, that was the one that's in Kent Road.
Yeah, we've got the White Swan there. What's that one down there? Not the Rambler. No, what is it called? Oh, I can't think what it's called.
Where Rambler?
Down Main Road, along Main Road somewhere. Main Road. Is it Main Road? Yeah. Oh, what's it called? The one that she got banned from. Arnie. When Kira, the one where Kira left, left her there.
Is that where Ronan was there?
I don't know, but you know the one I mean. I can't think what it's called. It's not the Rambler.
Where are we talking?
St. Mary Cray.
St. Mary Cray High Street.
No, not the High. It's before. I think it's before the High Street.
At what end?
Not our end. The other end.
Oh, the one that's the hotel.
No, not the Mary Rose. That's in the High Street. No, it's further down Nan's Way than that. What's it called? Oh, that's really going to bug me now. I can't stand it when I can't think of the name.
It makes
it
feel like
I'm mad. It does, because I've been there quite a few times. I used to go there with Cutler.
Something reminded me of her the other day, and I forgot what it was.
Wackle?
No.
Bubblefish?
No. Just something in everyday
life.
Yeah.
Fasten. She used to say, come on here, let me fasten you up.
Did she? What was she doing now?
She's retired, I know. She was living in Blackfleet. Fen, a few years ago, well, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I saw her at the vets in Cotmerdeen. That was the last time I saw her. She had a cat. She didn't ever like cats, but they got her a cat. Her daughter said, get a cat as a companion, and then she got one.
And she's single.
Huh?
She's not married.
No, she got divorced. Yeah, what's that name of that bloody pub? Not the Wreck. Probably is a Wreck.
Probably isn't.
No.
The one that's... Oh, no, I'm thinking of one that's the other way.
Where?
Towards...
I don't know what that... Oh, that not the Albert.
Yeah, so Albert.
I think, that's closed, isn't it?
Closed, yeah.
And there's a Red Lion down our way. Oh, that must have been open at some point. I don't remember that, but that's closed. What is that pub of what Ronan might know? You better get out for thirsty. Fish and chips isn't a cheap meal anymore. Wouldn't it be awful if I haven't got my card on me?
I've bought my wallet, so. What is it?
Where are they going now?
Just running about.
Got a fucking bunch of divs round here. Be careful when you get out. Do you think we ought to get out here?
I don't really want to, but...
There's nowhere to park up in the Crispy Cod one, is there?
What Crispy Cod?
In Orpington High Street.
No.
You're the
no,
fuck.
It's just that, that's someone else. That
saying it to them.
Yeah.
They are fucking retards. Excuse my language. Are they going?
Yeah, they've gone.
Oh, well, you'll be all right now. Go quickly while they're not here.
There's loads of them about.
It's just not good enough, is it? Where else could we go? What about St. Mary Cray? I don't know what it's like down there.
It's not bad, that one.
Have you had it recently?
No, I've had it a while ago.
I had it last year and it was horrible, but...
Oh, I'm just going to go here. Was it 5484?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Cod and chips. He wants small cod and chips twice, but make sure it's got vinegar on. And he wants a black grape drink.
Small cod and chips.
Yeah. Can I have my window open? Don't lock me in, will you?
No.
I hope no one throws a firework in here, but... I can't roll, can I? Oh dear. I'm sorry, this is really boring, but it's a memory for me. No one has to listen, but I don't know, I think I was trying to pause the recording. They threw a firework right in front of the car and it was so loud. Oh, they are a bunch of retards. They've got nothing better to do. Where are the police? Where's these community police when you need them, really?